to big love. And this is it. From Kamiyaki, an ancestral society called Top Story. Before the days of Mammon, there was a shrine in Arabia. The shrine of God is Mammon. People used to go there, have manna, have the wishes, and it was always granted. And the shrine became very famous. One day, the shrine keeper told his grown-up son, from tomorrow you take over the keeping of the shrine. And son said, no, I'll go into the world. You look after the shrine. The son took his donkey, a few belongings, and started. From Arabia, we went to Iraq, from Iraq to Iran, from Iran to Afghanistan, from Afghanistan to northwest of India. Here suddenly his donkey died. The boy cried, died, buried his donkey. They thought he must have lost a great master who guided him, and he is crying about him. Some gave him food, some gave him coins, and it went on. When they reached Mountain Park and built a big dome and a few rest houses and the burning trees, some people came from far and wide. They had spent their lives before she had asked the wishes with the wrong hand. And the fame reached the first shrine.
The husband said, oh, I remember that big shrine. Let me go and see.
So he came all the way here.
And he found that it was the sun.
He said, son, what is all this? So he told him the true story about the donkey being dead. So the father said,
oh, son, don't see your son.
Now I'm dead, it's my donkey.
So you may be going to shrines, and you must be on making a manna, and you must be asking your wishes. God help you.
And it's the story of life.
Yes, Sutra. In this magazine, there is an article on Yoga Sutra and Patanjali. It's a big article, but I'll read to you a few lines. It's a great pity that in India you can't trace the history of any great man, heart, or any great king, or any great kingdom. They all come from either the sun or Jupiter or moon or somewhere. Similarly, you find that there is no trace of Patanjali. Almost nothing is known about the sage who wrote the Yoga Sutra. The dating of his life has varied widely between 4th century BC and 6th century AD. He is said to be the son of Jambudvipa and Mother Sati, and married Lolupa, whom he discovered in the hollow of a tree on the northern slope of Mount Sameru, and to have reduced the degenerated Rakshas. caresses that fire from his mouth. But visionary details conceal more than the revealed and suggest that Patanjali was a great rishi who descended to earth in order to share the fruits of his wisdom with those who were ready to receive it. About his writing he says, accommodating a variety of exercises, mind control, visualization, breath, posture, moral training, Patanjali brings together the best in different approaches, providing an integrated discipline marked by moderation, flexibility and balance, as well as degree of depth in meditative absorption. For the practical aspirant to inner tranquility and spiritual realization, the recurring speculation of scholars and commentators stimulated by lack of exact historical information about the author and the text are of secondary value. Whatever the precise details regarding the composition of a treatise, as it has come down through the centuries, it is clearly an integrated whole, every work of which is helpful not only for theoretical understanding, but for sustained practice. Patanjali advocated less a doctrine matter than a generous framework with which one can make experiments with truth, grow in comprehension, and initiate progressive awakening to the supernal reality of the cosmos. Patanjali speaks as a universal appeal for all ardent aspirants to Raja Yoga. He conveys the vast spectrum of consciousness, diagnoses the common predicament of human bondage to mental ailment, and offers practical guidance on the hardest pathway of lifelong contemplation that could lead to the summit of self-mastery and spiritual freedom. That is all we know about sage Patanjali. So when I talk about the fifth book of Patanjali, and then people ask me to give the historical facts, how much can I give them? Anyway, we'll begin.
That's what. possibly more. Some men back are close to
Buddha mind. So then Master says, I only talk about the unborn Buddha mind, you all forget. The main thing is to realize this Buddha mind. Originally there is not anything evil in you, but from just one little slip, you exchange the Buddha mind for thoughts. Control your thinking and to reach that Buddha mind. That practice in Zen is known as Dzogchen. And there is a description about it. Dza means sitting. Is the Buddha sitting at ease? While Zen is meditation, is another name for Buddha mind. The Buddha mind sitting at ease is what is meant by Dzogchen. When you are abiding in the unknown and unborn all the time, is Dzogchen. Now this is Zen language. In our language, we have introduced the word infinite mind or chitti. And we have introduced the meditative attitude in place of being all the time within the unborn Buddha mind. Those centers that you see are centers in your astral body and glands in your physical body. You can see that. They are also known as minor brains. There is a matter of inter-exchange between this minor brain and that infinite mind, the Buddha, unborn Buddha mind, that is supposed to be transformation. How it takes place, we shall see step by step. So we'll begin. Please change the date, it is 30th March. As said earlier, all our notes will be in relation to the program of three-step rhythmic breathing and its actual effects. Since the efforts of an individual will show progress
in three stages, depending on his or her intensity of effort. A faith, potentially would say, tireless endeavor. The first effect noticeable is total health and substantially silencing of the turmoil in the registration area, including the working of the center's IESM, and experiencing peace of mind at all times and under all circumstances, and free of all stress and tension. Those aspirants who are in search of truth and higher aspects of life will experience what three-step rhythmic breathing can give with continuity. The final exposition of scientific yoga leading to conscious sleep and conscious death. He who dies not before his death perishes when he is dead. It is to be firmly and clearly understood that this world is not our home. We come here again and again to learn to be consciously free from the bondage of body-brain system, cellular as present. So the only purpose of birth is to know how to end this seemingly unending sequence of birth and death. We have also to learn what we mean by the pronouns we, you, they, he, she, etc. And to know that these are used only in the bubble. That is the bubble there. Not after we reach our celestial home. Later, in other areas of the universe, or in other molecular and or nuclear universes also, we will have to work again to be free from a similar sequence of birth and death, from those types of body-brain systems of molecular and of nuclear substance. Many friends have asked me to trace the physiological and biological nerve linkages that give total health, stress-free, and the turbulence substantially reducing in the brain without painful and fruitless effort. Before a reply is possible, it is necessary to quote from science sources. Experts know a great deal about the nervous system and a little about the way that connects up with the brain, but they know nothing at all about the relation of brain to awareness, because awareness is not the property or quality of the brain. It can reasonably be assumed that the information that reaches the brain is transmitted through some further system of communication to the seat of awareness, perhaps not known as reason. The ideal awareness is not concerned with survival and personality success. It takes these for granted and concerns itself with qualities which are not connected with time and space, that is worldly aspects, but with intricate growth of the state of awareness itself. This is the reason why you have been given 5 upgrading of awareness exercises. The reason for the above quotation is that they lead to 5 very vital questions. What is awareness itself? Not the function or effects of awareness through body-brain system. Where is the seat of awareness in the body-brain system? Is such awareness the inbuilt or inherent quality of the brain besides meta-awareness? If not, from what source and how does the brain borrow higher awareness? What part does three-step rhythmic breathing play, and up to what limits of possibilities can it take an individual? Unless we answer this question and understand them, our life's purpose is not fulfilled. We as seekers of the truth seek the way to transformation, and we should be satisfied with nothing less than that. By the way, what is transformation? The answer to that requires of us to know and understand what is actually transformed. The inner essence we call divine fragment, or what is normally called soul, cannot be transformed because it is far beyond the stage of transformation. This obviously means that our state, that is the state of body-brain system, that is the state of our awareness itself, is to be transformed.
Why do we say so? Because with our five senses and our five sense organs and the present state of brain development and our present state of awareness itself, we are in no position with all our sophisticated instruments to understand the universe we live in, or the why of our existence, or how best we can make any progress and find our way out of this giant maze. To be able to know and understand this, we need total transformation of the state of our body and system, together with a total change in the state of awareness itself, which at no stage or moment should sink below a very high and rigidly maintained standard of awareness, sleeping all away. In the last month's note, we have noted that the word mind falls outside the realm of science. It means that almost the whole world equates brain with mind and uses it freely as interchange of words. If you refer the notes of 86-87, you will note that three other elements enter our body-brain system besides our normal oral food and drink, but we fail to make proper use of this valuable element. Even digestion of food is not proper, though helped by nature to a great extent. These three elements are air, incoming impulses of perceptions, mind, that is inter-exchange at certain areas in body-brain system. No man can acquire the enormous supply of new energy necessary for self-transformation, either by eating more or better, so-called sattvic foods. For this he must turn to the other forms of human nourishment, air, perceptions, mind. In case of all these, digestion is not automatic and is not assured by nature. It depends entirely on the degree of awareness of the receiver. The ancient sages were aware of these three means of human nourishment. For air, there are various pranayams, and as for Swaranadi Shastra, the all-purpose breath is called the three-step rhythmic breath and the total science of Hatha Yoga practices. For two, perceptions, there are various matters of dana and jhana. And for three, mind, there are the various practices of inter-exchange between human brain and the infinite mind, all-pervading, the chitti. Lower practices are included in arousing of the kundalini shakti, that is inter-exchange between minor brains of chakras and infinite mind. The infinite mind is same in all the areas of the universe and close to each body-brain system, yet has widely different effects in each individual case depending on the state of brain areas, which does not depend on so-called education. Brain indeed is structured to do most important and by far the most varied of functions, some of them even damaging to the body-brain system. But to say that brain has awareness of its own, or makes us aware because of its own contents of awareness, is totally false. This important fact must be properly understood. The human body brain system is able to create higher types of energy, but in the present human stage, they are of no consequence. Besides, the quantities are quite insignificant. In some rare cases, they are created and used by the organism. But science today has no instrument to test and find them and record them. So the higher human possibilities are therefore not easily explainable or traceable along biological or physiological pathways or known linkages. Now coming back to three-point rhythmic breathing, the first step is to give a fair trial with an open mind, as one would carry out a scientific experiment to the program of three-step rhythmic breathing. You all know the program of three-step rhythmic breathing. We have to start consciously 5 minutes a day, increase by 5 minutes every fortnight, till about in 6 months we come to conscious three-step breathing for 1 hour. After that, most of you have got now the pace, which you clear when you go to bed and fall asleep, and let it sink into your memory and become a memory pattern and a habit, so that you breathe all 24 hours this correct three-step rhythmic breath. This experiment to carry out for 12 more months. If at the end of 12 months you do not experience some definite progress and improvement, then all that I am saying is humbug. After it reaches 24 hours, to continue for at least 12 more months, where the 3-point rhythmic breathing experiment ends, but individuals are expected to continue for the rest of their lives as the original correct rhythmic breathing. Now what remains is the tracing of the biological nerve linkages because of which 3-step rhythmic breathing is able to do what it holds out as possible. In the frontal lobe, the registration area, thoughts and emotions are closely related, and that they are so because of the actual physical linkages by nervous system and the limbic system, the principal emotional center in the brain and the other brain structures they sign. The limbic system includes the thalamus, which relays information from the senses to the cortex and back, the hypothalamus, which regulates sexual urges and motivational states and performs the immunization work for the organism, amygdala, which controls anxiety and fear, and hippocampus, which plays a role in learning and memory. The ancient sages knew this area of the brain and said that 72,000 pairs of nerves, one sympathetic and one parasympathetic nerve fiber, reach this area for important functions. The frontal lobe enables us to control our emotions. The limbic system brings about chemical and electrical changes in many parts of the brain and thus alter the way people experience and express their emotions in thoughts, says Sam. When we talk of frontal lobe, we talk of the registration area and the IESM center and thought development process. We also know that thoughts and breathing are interrelated. So if we change our present breathing and replace it with 3-step rhythmic breathing for all 24 hours, it will have the needed effect on the limbic system itself, which is in fact the immunization defense system, and keep it in proper working order. Should the immunization defense system itself break down, the organism is then helpless and open to all sorts of virus attacks. Here it will be interesting to note that as per the Shastra, during life, there is an interchange between certain brain areas and chitti in the infinite mind. But after that, there is no such interchange, and so to examine either Einstein or even Buddha's brain after that is meaningless. When the individual is alive, there is an interchange between certain brain areas as also between certain minor brains or chakras and the infinite mind or chitti flowing through our body-brain system as our individual mind. This interchange in each individual case differs, and so is of a different quality and texture depending on each individual's code and structure of acceptance. This interchange makes one a genius or a saint, or an ordinary person, or an idiot. But all inter-exchange ceases at death. Rather, the moment this inter-exchange ceases totally, one dies. That is, one is pronounced dead. The brain is dead. In all persons, some type of inter-exchange, right or wrong, takes place at the registration area, that is IESM center. This difference we see between millions of brains and depends on the quality of interexchange and the area or areas of interexchange. In each case, the brain borrows intelligence, awareness, and even very answers to problems from infinite mind. Rather, the whole body-brain system borrows intelligence, awareness in different grades from the flowing, interpenetrating infinite mind. The infinite mind is pure awareness of the highest grade, all-knowing within the limits of existence, encompassing all the three universes that is within the bubble. But it is for science to develop instruments to register such interexchange. The shastras state certain areas of the brain and the minor brains of the body-brain system where infinite mind does or can have interexchange. Infinite mind does or can have interexchange normally in the frontal lobe, but one has to consciously develop interexchange in left midbrain, right midbrain, the unconscious rear brain or memory pool areas, in the brainstem or oblongata or deep absolute midbrain. It can take place besides in either one or more of the chakras or centers called minor brains. All these need conscious practice. When with the help of conscious practices we bring about interexchange in minor brains, it leads to various siddhis and is also known as the raising of Kundalini Shakti. But when interexchange takes place in certain higher areas of the brain, it leads to soul power. It can normally also take place in certain positions of left midbrain for body brain uptick automatically to some extent. It is worthwhile to quote, unprepared man would never experience the life of the higher worlds at all, even though by arrangement of the universe, each man is entitled to do so. It is his birthright which he sells for the mass of pottage of material attachment. So it means that a person has to be most intensely prepared and trained during life. So out of the five questions you seem to have answered, one, awareness itself, your awareness is of the infinite mind and we do not know anything about it till we can experience it. The seat of awareness in normal case is the front lobe and so is called conscious brain, but could be in any interaction area consciously brought about. There is no inbuilt awareness in the brain area, in the human brain or subhuman. Infinite mind is the source and the method is of conscious interexchange in different areas which is to be consciously and correctly practiced. Unless three-step rhythmic breathing is established for all 24 hours and at least thereafter for one more year, the techniques for interexchange are not possible. And so three-step rhythmic breathing is the fundamental cause of all progress that can be possible. There are many different pranayams in association with certain asanas. The brain is like the moon, shining and throwing its light on the dark side of the earth. But in fact, the moon has no light of its own, but the borrowed and reflected light from the sun. Similarly, the brain reflects the borrowed awareness from infinite mind. However incorrect be the interchange in frontal brain lobe, the higher aspects of intelligence could be in sahasra interchange, the genius, but the higher soul aspects could be in Bindu and or silent area and or the absolute midbrain. When individual autonomy is not disturbed within the body-brain system, the relation between breath and thought is also not disturbed. The proper rhythmic, that is three-step rhythmic breathing, brings about and establishes a rhythm in thoughts and emotions, leading to total health of the individual and the turbulency in the registration area, including IUS and centers, is substantially reduced to help in proper inter-exchange taking place between higher brain areas and infinite mind becoming possible. These are elementary benefits and in the early stages lead to lower psychic powers from which one has to strictly keep away. When three-step rhythmic breathing is continued and conscious inter-exchange establishes certain higher areas, great psychic powers as enumerated by Sri Patanjali in the Yoga Sutra, are also possible. He uses ancient language in describing them. Even these are to be set aside. He uses the word dana and jnana, depending on the area of inter-exchange process. This clearly means that the so-called rising of Kundalini lead only to lower psychic powers or siddhis as long as inter-exchange is in the minor brains or chakras of the body brain system. Real exchange has to be consciously brought about for experiencing soul power, that is Atma Shakti, and is beyond and higher than the stage of Kundalini. See, the entire process all over the world, the entire seeking all over the world is for upgrading of awareness. Awareness is not our quality. Awareness is not a human quality. We are aware because there is right or wrong inter-exchange between brain and infinite mind. If the process is correct, a person experiences an awareness which is not possible for that person to describe. And therefore we use the word transform. Fortunately or unfortunately, whatever we experience has to be registered into the gray matter, our brain. If it is not registered, we are not aware. And therefore, there has got to be a link between brain, the registration area, and the infinite mind. Whether you call it infinite mind, whether you call it the unborn Buddha mind, it is immaterial. But the fact remains that our brain has neither intelligence nor awareness. Because there is an inter-exchange in the front lobe, automatic, right or wrong, we are aware. And normally what are we aware of? We are aware that I am hungry, I am sleepy, I want to sit down, I want to get up. This is all our awareness. What is our sum total of awareness? Zero. Any animal, any subhuman is aware of all these functions. Any animal would say, I am hungry, I want to rest, I want to move, I want to walk, I want to sit down. And that's all we do. What else do we do? We pretend to read books, or we pretend to write books. What do we get out of that? Nothing. We become tape recorders and repeat what we have heard or repeat what we have read. Any man who has said something that he has not read or heard is called a scientist. All the things. That means that of the 5 billion people on earth, hardly 5 or 10 may be class, and the rest are all subhuman. We are all subhuman. Let us accept this fact, we are subhuman. And we will remain subhuman till such time we will establish conscious contact through our brain with infinite mind. There are schools and schools, there are books and books that talk, all written by people who have not experienced. If from the Ice Age and the Stone Age you can come to the Space Age, how is it that our awareness is not improved? I think the best of scientists kneel on Sunday in church and ask for forgiveness. I think ancient people laying down on their knees and asking forgiveness from God. How are we different today? They have not built churches or mosques or temples, and we have built churches, mosques or temples. Are we different because of that? How shall we have this interchange between the brain and the infinite mind? Infinite mind is pure awareness. It's a grade of awareness we can never be conscious about. It's a grade of awareness that is to be experienced. And therefore, all people talk. The blind leading the blind. If someone has experienced a little, that someone is too happy to play with psychic powers. Psychic powers is not a sign of increased awareness. Today, with a remote control, you can change the television or stop it or start it. Like a yogi who could have done that. You see? These are not psychic powers. This has no awareness in it. Awareness is totally different. How shall we go about creating a medium, a method by which our awareness can be really upgraded? Unfortunately,